Water's powerful.
Yeah, and it's water.
Makes a change for you, James. Welcome to Rising Ape Speaks with me, Anthony Poveda, and...
me, James Riley.
That's right.
We got both of our names in this time.
Yeah, that happens every time. I don't know why you made a point of that.
It didn't happen last time.
Moving on. James, I've got a question for you, and I want you to answer truthfully. What's the best thing about alcohol?
The taste.
Pure alcohol taste. That's right, everyone loves that taste.
Yeah, it's the taste. Nobody drinks for the effects, do they really?
No. So what's the worst thing about alcohol, in your opinion?
The effects.
The effects, but which effects?
I'm going to just say the hangover,
just
really.
Hangover, let's really. Be honest.
Yeah, I'm not going to try and lie anymore.
But I agree, the worst thing is things like alcohol, you know, the hangover.
The film? Afterwards. Yeah, that was terrible. That was awful.
Let's think about that. If there wasn't alcohol, the film The Hangover wouldn't exist.
Yeah, so we could blame alcohol for that.
Let's blame it for
that.
That's
one of the worst things.
And so that's reason alone to try and find a different version, isn't it? Ooh, something else.
Nice segue.
It's good, right? Because that's what's happening. David Nutt. Have you ever heard of this man?
Yes, Prof Nutt.
Yeah, Professor David Nutt used to be an advisor to the UK government on drugs policy. He then got sort of fired in acrimonious circumstances, and has since been campaigning for sensible, what he calls sensible drugs policy. Well, he has teamed up with another quite infamous man called Dr. Z, or Dr. Zed.
Zed, let's go with Zed. Zed. I still retain British. some of our language, you know.
Yeah, Zed, the letter that the British wish didn't exist. Put it in, the Americans put it in all the other words.
In everything.
Yeah, well, Dr. Zed, he is a chemist. And he has been synthesizing lots of new compounds, psychoactive compounds, especially famous for things like mephedrone, which I hear was a big deal in the UK.
Yeah, everybody said it was a plant fertilizer. I think they just used the word plant fertilizer to ship it into the country, but if you'd have given that to plants, they would have died. Like many people. Well, one person, I think, officially.
Yeah.
But it changed a lot of people, so I hear.
Changed a lot of people. It led to a lot of... controls on what were used to be called legal highs, and now it's everything is just legal straight away before you even thought about it. So this man who invents new drugs and David Nutt who campaigns for drugs, they've between them have started pushing for what they call, well, they call it an alcohol substitute.
Yeah, that's fair.
And what they say is it will stop people drinking. So if you take this, you'll still have a good time and you won't want to drink. And therefore, you won't get any of the negative effects of alcohol. What I was looking for earlier was things like, you know, social disturbance and sort of fights. And
A&E stress.
A&E stress. Those are the negative effects of alcohol.
Okay, I was being very personal. I was just saying how it affects me. Sorry.
Well, you know, it might be affecting your liver for the worse as well. So there's that.
Most,
you know,
definitely. There's no question about that.
So if there was a way to avoid all that, would you do it?
If there was an appropriate substitute which was legal and rigorously tested.
Well, that's where the next bit is. So this article that is profiling this drug, which is called Chaperon. Do you get it?
Chaperone.
Sort of like chaperone, yeah.
So chaperoning you away from alcohol.
Exactly.
Okay,
taking
like
care
it.
Of you on a night out. Has been sort of designed to make you feel good and then not give you a hangover the next day.
Okay, so it's called Chaperon, but that's probably not the chemical name.
No, it is. It's got a different. Well, its real name is 5-methoxy-2-aminoindane.
Indane.
Aminoindane.
Aminoindane. Try ordering that at the bar.
Yeah, exactly. No, Chaperon, please. Chaperon. Although if you actually had to go and like order this at the bar, you. It's not really, you can't really order what, fancy cocktails or anything anymore. You can't.
A Pina Chaperon?
I'm sorry, sir. No, it's an alcohol substitute. It's not supposed to be anything like alcohol. So we can put the powder, sort of coat some pineapple pieces in the powder.
That'd be nice. Yeah, that'd be nice, actually. Because obviously you don't want any taste. Here because
no, of course not. We're trying to replace alcohol, so it's got to be completely different.
Raspberry? Can we have raspberry?
No. Well, yes. You can. Well, I can give you some raspberry that have been injected with Chaperon.
nice, yeah.
And you can eat those. Is that okay?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just not, doesn't seem as appealing as a pint. I don't know.
Well, you can also have a pint.
A tasty, tasty pint.
Well, it's a pint of the powder.
Oh, God.
So you get a whole pint of the powder.
It'd be up for weeks.
Well, there's no effects of sleeping, but you would have to finish it before leaving the bar. You can't take the glassware out with you, so we would ask you to finish that pint of white powder before the evening's through.
Yeah, doesn't quite.
It's not going to have the same ring, is it?
It's
not
the same. No.
And it's trying to work the same way as alcohol. So alcohol interferes with our sort of GABA.
Yeah, GABA, neurotransmitters.
GABA.
Tinkers up there, you know. Tinkers, just give you a little tickle, you know. Just a bit on the back.
Yeah, which is the sort of depressive side of our brain. So if you sort of tickle the GABA pathways, you end up sort of depressing things initially, like
depressing social neural activity. Yeah.
So first you inhibit your kind of social awkwardness.
Yeah, you inhibit your own inhibitions. I love that, how alcohol inhibits your inhibitions. It's the social lubricant, so we can go and speak to people, which we never would before.
Lubricated. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, seriously mentally lubricated.
that's another issue. But
for another podcast.
With this, so they want to do the same thing.
Yeah.
As alcohol, then somehow just avoid the rest of it.
The bad stuff. The A&E, the hangovers.
Yeah, and so far, people have reported that, yeah, you can avoid that.
I mean, how many people has this been tested on so far?
40, including the author of this article.
I like that.
There was a New Scientist. So he went out, night out, and he tried it. And his report basically says he had a little bit, a very small amount. Nothing happened. A few hours later, he's actually started drinking. And then he took a little
it's
bit
not a
more.
Great start, is it, for an
not
alcohol
really.
Substitute?
No. But he started drinking and taking a bit more. And then after about 5 hours, he was like, nah, it's happening now. He felt like what he called a controlled and sustained high.
Nice. That's how you want your highs.
Yeah. And at that point, he didn't want to drink anymore.
Okay.
And he pointed out that his friends were still buying drinks. You know, in a night out, you can be buying drinks even when you know you really don't need to be buying any more drinks. You are just, I think it...
You go hammering down past 12 o'clock. 12 till 3 is that prime wasting money time, isn't it? When you're drunk enough, but you still want more.
The problem with the alcohol is it inhibits you not wanting to buy any more alcohol. So you just keep going. Part of your brain going, I think this is a bad idea. You're like, shut up, inhibit you.
Yeah, it inhibits your inhibiting of spending as well.
Yeah.
You're spending
it
anything
does.
You want.
It really does.
This is another reason probably why most of these things do become illegal, because how much revenue do the government get from alcohol through tax? So if people could take a little bit of Dr. Z's or Dr. Z's substance on a night out legally, then they're not going to spend as much, and obviously there's a lot of revenue that's not going through. A lot of businesses and going to the government there.
I suppose, but you could tax Chaperon.
You could, but I imagine you wouldn't need the same amount from these anecdotal reports.
We'll see what happens. And the author said that the next day he felt fine. He was
good.
He could go to sleep quite easily, and he felt fine the next day. So anecdotally, you know, sample size of Uno
from this guy's report.
One, he says, yeah, not too bad. You know, and there's been no toxic effects shown so far.
Yeah, that's why the author decided to take it. And it is legal at the moment.
Yeah, because
that's
things are legal until proven illegal.
Yeah, so this is what Professor Nutt doesn't want it made legal, just on a knee-jerk reaction. He wants there to be serious scientific investigation to see what the long-term effects are. Which is fair. I mean, we have, as we spoke about earlier, we have a crutch. We have our crutches in society. Alcohol is the main one.
Oh, we need them.
We need these crutches.
How would you get through the day without these things?
Just because we...
Love? It's not enough.
I think it's good that people are researching alternatives, because it's really bad for you, alcohol in large quantities.
And it is bad. I want to stress that. It's really bad. If you're drinking right now, put it down.
We decided to do this one sober, didn't we?
We did. We're not drinking, and you shouldn't be drinking. I think you should have a dry podcast.
Listeners. At least for the next 10 minutes.
Yeah.
and then you'll need something for the hangover.
Well,
the podcast
of course,
hangover.
To deal with all the stuff we've just told you.
I like...
You want to drink.
I like the idea of it. I think we should have alternatives. I mean, society does need some sort of crutch. Obviously, we need that. We need a holiday from the mundanity of our lives. And it reminds me of Aldous Huxley's Brave New World with Soma.
Oh, yeah. The stuff they sort of... Are they addicted to it, innit?
I'd say so. It's their day-to-day existence is so boring, and they have to do all of this labour that they need a holiday, and they take it in the form of this drug, Soma, which has been specifically designed to not have detrimental effects and be an amazing experience, which is a lot safer than alcohol.
But isn't it Brave New World that sort of argued against that we need sort of the crushing disappointments of life to be human? Isn't that the whole point?
I mean, we either
Did you read the book?
I think I read it.
Did you read half of it?
We either change our political social structures or we have better holidays on different drugs, i.e. alternatives to alcohol. I mean, we're not going to get rid of the fact that people like to go out at the weekend. Depends whether we want them out on something which is causing them to be aggressive, alcohol, really unhealthy alcohol, or something which could potentially have less impact on the economy and on our health.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the thing for me. They're pitching it as an alcohol substitute.
Yeah.
Which is very smart, because when you read the article and you see these effects and you look at the people behind it, and, you know, as the author said, it gave him like this controlled euphoria. It's actually like an ecstasy substitute. Yeah. That's what it is.
It has ecstasy-like effects, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, MDMA.
Yes.
The active part of ecstasy. That's actually what they're creating a substitute for. They're just getting around it by saying, hey, it's alcohol, because alcohol is sort of a bigger issue and a bigger problem. But they're basically trying to make legal ecstasy.
They're trying to make a legal alternative to alcohol.
Yeah, well, yeah. And that's what...
Yeah, why not? I mean, it doesn't have to have the same effects as alcohol, as long as it has some sort of euphoric effects. Alcohol has euphoric effects. But it has a lot of detrimental effects.
Just makes me sad.
Sad and angry at myself.
Sad, angry, disappointed. Which I enjoy,
Yeah, I get your point. I get your point. Like, but as I said earlier, why does alcohol have to be the baseline of what we use for social occasions? Why should it be that way? Why shouldn't we be researching alternatives, even if they have slightly different effects?
Okay.
That's my point.
Well, here's my next question to you. What else in your life do you depend on that you wish had some effect it didn't have and you want to substitute for? Mine would be my parents' love.
Yeah, what effect does that have?
My parents' love, you know, is great, and it's got me to this point. But, you know, if I want to, sometimes it's just a bit much, you know. Yes. They love me so much, they're worried that I'll get pasta sauce on my shirt when I'm having a meal. They love me so much that they're worried that I might be eating too many bananas in one day.
To the point of annoyance, they love you.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they worry that I might not be aware enough of the weather outside to wear enough layers.
Don't forget your coat, Anton.
It looks cold. Are you going to wear a coat?
Mom, I have a master's degree. Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair.
I'll decide if I want to wear a coat, Mum. I will go outside.
We're making it public now.
I will see what the weather's like, and I'll make that decision, and I'll live with it. If I'm too cold, I'll live with it.
Just leave it alone, Mrs. Okay. Bermuda.
Toxic. Love you lots, Mum. Sorry.
Okay, but...
You don't have anything like that in your life? You don't need these things.
You've totally stumped me. Things that are in my life that I would like to change, which I'm dependent on, are... No.
What about social media?
I'm not dependent on that.
What about list articles?
Oh, clickbait. Yeah, clickbait. I really wish I had more resilience to that shit. You got some seriously good title writers, haven't they? Click here to see the 14 things that never were. What does it mean that I want to know? Anything you can imagine that never was, never was. I don't need to be told by this bloody article.
Yeah, you need. I think that's what you need.
Clickbait.
You need a substitute for clickbait.
So, Dr. Zed, if you're listening, please, please use your powers to create a clickbait substitute, which is more like ecstasy.
That's definitely more pressing. Alcohol's fine.
It's great.
In moderation.
In moderation, everyone. No, alcohol is great, and we do have it. We have it because we've got...
It's got a history.
It has got a history.
You can't substitute... If they make this thing, this chaperon, whatever...
Chaperon.
If they make this chaperon, it's not going to have any history. It's come out of a lab. You know, you don't make chaperon by trampling on grapes.
No, I want more...
You can't have artisan chaperon.
I want it in more Italian toenails in my chaperon, please. Exactly. That's how I like my wine.
If monks can't make it, I don't want to drink it.
Well, who knows? You can have monks with a postgrad in pharmacology. Or
Why not?
No, I don't care if it doesn't have a history. I think we're moving forward and we just need to be more... we need to be irreverent of the past and these things which we depended on. I mean, there's two ways we could either go. We either fill the spiritual recess of humans so that they don't need to depend on a chemical every weekend to get by from their horrible, horrible jobs, or we create better alternatives. You choose, Anton. I'm putting the question to you. You choose for humanity.
Could we create better jobs?
Better jobs, better working conditions, less hours. Oh, we're starting to talk like Russell Brand now. No, let's get away from this. Just create the substitute. Create the substitute.
Is there a substitute for Russell Brand that would be the same but without like the nasty side effects?
Yeah, I just think that's called legitimate political theorists.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But they maybe don't have such wonderful hair.
Noam Chomsky, maybe? No, he gets a little bit weird as well sometimes, actually. Yeah, I don't agree with everything.
Sorry, Chomsky. We love you, Chomsky.
Chomsky,
well,
if you're listening, please get in contact. Mm.
Let's chat. Mum and Chomsky, love you both. Come on. That's where I want to, before we go, I want to make that clear. I wish them luck. I personally, I just can't see it happening. I know what the government's like. They'll just be, what's this? A thing that makes you feel a thing?
Yeah, we can't have people feeling things.
Have people feeling things that aren't mandated by... Who mandates stuff?
The government. Let me put this to you. So,
it to me.
Do you think that these alternatives are stopped by the government for their replacing alcohol in monetary terms so the government won't get as much tax revenue, or do you think it is because of health costs? Or do you think it's an alternative?
I think it's literally because of votes. I know we don't like to get political here, but it's just because it's not a vote winner yet.
No.
Saying drugs are good is not a vote winner.
Not yet. On the right.
And a government, most of all, wants to remain a government. And they're just going to go where the votes are. When that changes, maybe things will change. But sensible, you know, evidence-based drugs policy is a really tough one. Maybe this could be different. If David Nutt, you know, shows they do proper good trials, things that alcohol never had.
Yeah.
By the way, yeah. Obviously.
No,
they do some like really proper random controlled trials and long-term studies. Maybe in 50 years, they'll say, yeah, you can have a small dose
now and then. Exactly. Every now and then. You can have a thimble every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, I agree. I agree. It's
unless there's massive political change. Unless people, when they get older, don't become conservative. And remember that when they were younger, they probably took loads of drugs.
And were liberal.
The people who are in power now grew up in like the 60s and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know.
There's no argument against
that. And everyone in the 60s was smashed all the time. They were hepped up on goofballs.
On everything.
They were floating on ecstasy pipes.
It's true. Mad
for it.
It's true.
Probably.
Yeah, there isn't an argument against it if you can prove that it's sound in terms of health. It's only the taxation argument of the benefits of alcohol, which is against it, which is terrible. Oh, we've gone really political this episode.
I know.
We said we wouldn't.
Yeah, I know, but I'm actually enjoying it.
Yeah, you can't really escape it, though. I mean, the whole reason why drugs are banned is policy.
Is policy.
Yeah. And that's what Professor Nutt is pushing. That's one of the reasons why he was kicked out, really. It was because he wanted evidence-based policy, which is terrible when you think about it.
When it comes to health, all you have is evidence.
I know.
Why is there any other choice? Why is
ideology infringing on scientific evidence?
What you reckon a useful input to health policy?
Because yeah, what you reckon is also what your voters reckon, and if you reckon something different, then they're not going to vote for you anymore.
Well, your heart's pretty bad. I've got to tell you.
But I reckon
that you know, maybe if you just, you know, if you flip this coin enough times, your heart might be okay.
You'll get better.
That's a terrible example.
Yeah. No, it's...
I literally can't even summon the stupidity.
A comparative argument. But then again, there is legitimate detrimental drugs that are banned currently, but it doesn't mean we should have a flat blanket ban on all different substances which are created, especially if we can show that they've got less detrimental effects to the human body. And we know we're going to abuse things anyway. We abuse alcohol. Nobody sticks to the guidelines. Who drinks two drinks a night?
I make sure really. I don't drink two drinks
because it's
a night.
Recommended
every day. I make sure
the government told you that
two drinks a night.
Is it 3 to 4 units, something like that?
What, a night?
That's the recommended daily intake.
You're 5 a day and recommended 3 okay. to 4 units a night. You heard it here, or Rising Ape Speaks.
You don't have to do it, but yeah, it's recommended.
Go to your doctor and tell him that you're just not drinking enough.
I know. There's serious problems with people under drinking.
This is the issue. Why is this not being brought out there?
I don't know, but this is making me want to drink, and I've given up drinking for January.
Is Russell Brand on this? Can he tell people to drink?
Brand, if you're listening, yeah. No, he's dry. He's dry. He did all of his in his teens and 20s. He's done all the alcohol. He did it all of the alcohol in the world, all of the drugs, all of the heroin. Brand. And it's
saying,
slowly coming out of him in this long hangover he seems to be going through, which in this slight breakdown, which is called the truce.
I was going to say, so he doesn't drink now.
No, he's
so he's what he's
sober.
Like now is because he doesn't drink. Children out there, drink. Drink as much as you can. At least 3 to 4 units. As Dr. James Riley says, and just make sure, you know, just go to your parents and just go, Mum, Dad, what I want for Christmas is a baby sham.
And they'll say, no, we've got you another Coke because it's getting cold outside.
Don't bring that up again. Olives as well, there's another one. How many olives are you going to eat?
What?
As many olives as I damn well please.
Is that a thing? Is that because of the salt?
I don't know. If I get killed by olives... I'll be happy. That'll be the best way.
Salty, salty death.
Leave it on that, I think. Look, out there, if you've got any, have you got anything you would substitute in your life that you think isn't really worth the bad side effects?
Worth the detrimental effects.
Yeah. Anything out there?
What are you addicted to?
Yeah. No, get in touch with us at Rising Ape Tweets or our website, rising-ape.com.
And enjoy your weekend's drinking.
Yeah. Have a great time. Screw you, future listeners.
Drugs
with the hangovers.
Drugs are bad.
You can just enjoy the good effects.
This would be interesting and slightly self-important for us, but if people are listening to this 100 years in the future and they are on all of these alternatives, this would be a record of our current society where we are right now.
This is the hinge moment.
So if you're listening from 2100, then how is the Chepron or its derivatives? How are your alternatives to alcohol?
Yeah.
Get in contact if you've also made a time machine. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, just come back. Say hi. You could be on the show.
And also let me know the lottery numbers.
Oh, of course, yes. All lottery numbers, all winners of racehorses, who won the World Cup, how it went in Qatar, like, I just want to know, just interested. And is my great 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 granddaughter really fine, like Buster said she would be?
Are we under the sea? All of these questions.
Yeah, get in touch. Rising Ape out. Chaperon.
I've only read it.
Chaperone.
Chaperon.
Good. Chaperon.